Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everybody. Welcome to today's live broadcast of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord, and it is a beautiful September day. Thank you for being here. As always, I appreciate your energetic presence, and I hope that you get a lot out of this episode. Today's show is all about the spiraling energies of 2013. This is going to be channeled information. I don't know what's going to come through yet, but it's intended to guide us through the remaining quarter of 2013. The energies are going to be intense. Things are going to keep moving and shifting and pushing us forward. It's going to be big. And so this is meant to give us a roadmap of what to expect and how to navigate it most effortlessly, gracefully, and empowering with good results. You know what I mean? Like you have that, oh boy, I'm feeling a lot of you are shifting right now. It's understanding that whatever is happening is for your best and highest good. So that's going to be part of the energy of this show. Before I get started with that message, I want to give you a few announcements, as always. This show is based on my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. For those of you who are brand new to the program, thank you for clicking over and listening to this. You can find every episode of this radio show on Blog Talk or on iTunes. You can easily download it and listen to them later. A lot of this information is timeless, so you can listen to it again and again. I am an author, an intuitive, an astrologer, and a spiritual teacher. I work with clients all over the globe, which I love. I really, really love connecting with you in person and supporting you on your journey. I do that mostly through astrology sessions. You can find more information about astrology sessions on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, where I currently have a few popular offerings. One is a 15-minute MP3 session where I give you a lot of information for a great deal. That's been popular with all of my international clients. And then I have a new offering, which is for your power days, identifying your power days over the next upcoming 2 months. And seeing how to work with the energy as it works with you. So that is a new offering. You can find that on the website as well. I do like to give people a heads up that on my website, I award people who sign up on the email list by connecting you with pre-sale offers and deals on my books. There are more books coming out this year, and everyone on the email list is going to have first access, great deals at their disposal. It's really the way to connect with all the latest and greatest. So if you want to join the email list, you will get some exclusive deals and some private offers through that channel. The other thing I like to let you know about are some of the upcoming shows, just so you can have them on your radar. Next week, we're going to be talking about creating your new soul experience. That's a big deal. This is how big the energies are right now. There are significant shifts happening. And we're going to talk about that and what you are being gifted with right now, the opportunities the things that are coming through that have not been experienced before, there's some significant energy. So I'm going to talk more about that in next week's show. And then in the following week, we have a really lovely guest joining us. Her name is Irma K. Sawyer. She is an author, intuitive, and healer. She has some great books out right now, and we're going to talk to her about her spiritual path, her books, her services, all kinds of good stuff. So check that out, because Irma has a lot of wisdom, and it's going to be really fun to connect with her and to hear more about her expertise. There's another part of the show, a brand new part of the show that I'm going to start with today. And I'm feeling a lot of big energy around this, and I can't wait to start this new segment. It's going to be called the Spiritual Shoutout. And that's where I'm going to share with you some awesome spiritual experts, teachers, leaders, healers that I recommend, that I like, that I admire and respect. And I'm just going to give them a shout out to make sure that they are on your radar. And I'd like to do a collective energy burst to them. The visual I have is that as you listen to this show and I identify this person, if you resonate with them, their energy, their message, that you give them an energetic blast from your heart chakra. And then it's kind of like paying it forward, you know, sending out kudos to people who are doing good work in the world. And to recognize them, because a lot of people are contributing a lot of information and wisdom. And I think it's important to recognize them and to keep that positive energy spinning. So every week I will do a spirituality shout out. And for the first one, the person that I would like to recognize and just send a love blast to is Lee Harris. Do you know Lee Harris? His website is, I believe it's leeharrisenergy.com. I discovered him maybe 4 years ago, and he is a very wise, strong, empowering voice in the spiritual world right now, a lot of integrity, a lot of heart, and he's very real. And I think he is doing phenomenal work and contributing a lot of uplifting energy. And so I want to give this week's shout out to Lee Harris with gratitude, with recognition, and with a lot of love for everything that he is doing, not only for people who connect with his energy already, but for the planet. So if you can, just take a moment and visualize love streaming from your heart chakra to the beautiful soul of Lee Harris. And just, that could be any color that feels right for you. Just that gratitude and appreciation for being here at this time and for everything he is offering. Oh, namaste. Namaste, Lee. What a wonderful, wonderful soul. That felt really good. I'd like to let you all know, too, that tomorrow is a new moon in Virgo, and I have a full write-up of that energy on the website. And the energy I'm feeling with this new moon is about giving all parts of ourselves more love. Every emotion, every thought, every physical energy that we experience. Also, every person in our life, whether we are fond of them or not, every challenge, every dream, everything in our lives can use more love right now. And I mean like surrounding everything in love as a healing, high vibrational energy. It's interesting, I wasn't going to actually go into this astrology stuff, but I feel it's really necessary right now because people are needing more love, more understanding, but we also need to give it to ourselves. So I'm listening here and I'm feeling that it's really important this week to be connecting with love in everything we do, everything we say, everything we see, to just make it an intentional practice. And with every new moon, you want to set high vibrational intentions and make sure that it includes love vibration. In other words, Don't take it for granted, but specifically request that love is involved in every conversation, every scenario, every thought, and allow that to guide you forward right now. Okay. All right. Okay, so now I'm hearing that the reason why I needed to say that was because it's a segue into today's topic, into today's show about the spiraling energies of 2013 and how we are really being pushed forward in every area of our energetic being. We are shifting multidimensionally. You might feel it in your dream state, in your physical frame, in your emotions, in your thoughts, in the words you choose. We are really moving forward in ways that we can't quite grasp or understand. And what we're doing is birthing new versions of ourselves with our energy. And what I'm actually hearing is that the birthing process is going to be a longer gestation period than the typical human pregnancy. It is not just a 9-month gestation. It's actually going into 2016. So let's put that on the roadmap here, is that whatever you're moving through now is part of the bigger process of things coming together and things falling away, of completions and beginnings. I'm feeling this strongly as part of the energy that's going to be continuing throughout 2013. And it's almost like an elevation of energy is coming in to lift us up to these higher platforms of being. And as we do that, there's a separation that occurs away from lower energies that don't support you, that don't reflect back your self-respect, your self-love, your self-nurturing, that it is necessary at this part of the journey to really allow each person to go their own way, to make their own choices. But to see this as a form of self-empowerment for you, to understand that you are consciously and intentionally directing energy in its best and highest form for your good right now, and that that is divine, that your commitment is to your own self-growth, to your needs, to following your heart and your dream. And as I'm saying this, I'm getting the visual of a spiral. I've mentioned the spiral before, and it, to me, resembles like a Christmas tree shape, an evergreen tree. And as you spiral up in the energies, it's also like you click into a track, almost like an automated track where this energy becomes your new norm. And you click into the spiraling track that moves you gracefully through the changes. And that's really important to know, is that there are ways to gracefully and peacefully move through changes. So I'm feeling for many, it's about actually relationship changes that are the biggest deal right now. It's separations, it's endings, completions that you didn't think would happen. It's feeling the vibrational differences in relationships that are perhaps unexpected and shocking. The people that you thought were going to be there long term won't be. People you thought you could rely on, you cannot. And maybe there's even the part of you where you realize you were potentially in denial or blinded, or you weren't seeing things clearly, and so you could feel betrayed or taken for granted or taken for a ride. All of that is what's coming through right now so strongly, but you're also really protected. It's like So you're on the spiral track that's moving up, and as you move up, you gain greater clarity. You have a higher perspective. It's literally moving you above the clouds, where you can see from a new vantage point the truth of a situation, the truth of somebody else's energy and how they're choosing to use it, the truth of who you are and all that you're choosing for yourself that feels exciting and empowering and uplifting. And I'm feeling so strongly that there's so many people who need to be reminded of this, that what you're choosing for yourself is from a place of self-love, self-respect, self-honoring. And you're choosing this out of love for yourself, love for your journey. And also, as I'm feeling the energy of commitment, it's like you just feel like you have to make these choices. So as I'm speaking, trust what's coming up for you. Trust what you're hearing. What is the theme or the relationship or the issue for you that is the most dominant? Now, this is also where I help people the most through astrology sessions, because I help you move through this stuff. If you can identify it, but you don't know what to do next, or you're not sure who you can talk to about it, or you're feeling stuck or confusion, this is where I help people move through things. I become your confidant, your trusted ally, almost the one person that you can spill the beans with. So if you're listening to this and you just need a little bit of support, this is why I do the astrology sessions the way I do. It's so that I can really assist you with these issues. So the spiraling energy that we're moving through, my friends, is going to continue, and it's going to feel a little bit uncomfortable. And I say that because I want it to be normal for you. Expect a little bit of discomfort. The discomfort is the growth. Anytime we are expanding our energy or trying something new or moving into new territory, we're literally stepping out of our comfort zone and things come up. You know, we want certainty, or we want clarity, or we want to know. This is where you know it's going to be a little uncomfortable, but that's just because you're getting your bearings in a new energy and a new way of existing and being in the world that really honors you. And that is the point of these spiraling energies. So as I'm seeing this spiraling track move up, and it just kind of keeps, it feels like it's moving slowly, but as it goes through the rest of this year, it's going to speed up. Things are going to be happening. Think of all the clearing you've been doing, all the release work, all the letting go, all the changes, almost things that you've been working on in private or on your own, and you wonder, is this doing anything? The energy I'm devoting to making these changes, is, am I going to see any results from it? Is anything going to happen? Yes. The upcoming months is when it's going to kick in, and you're going to see more validation, acknowledgement, and proof, quote unquote, of the energy work you've been doing. I'm hearing that so strongly, and I'm hearing the energy can change overnight, that things can shift with an email, that opportunities can come forward, that something can present itself that could take your breath away because it's so beautiful and perfect, and it's a dream. It's a dream landing in your lap. And that, my friends, is the proof of the energy work you've been doing. That is the miracle arriving out of the blue, which it does not arrive out of the blue. It's because you set the energy for it. You created that. You allowed it. So as we get into these last few months of 2013, We're stepping into higher vibrational support for all the work we've been doing. And I know that a lot of you have been doing work on your own in private. It's been tough at times. Maybe you've been hitting walls. Maybe you've been feeling, you know, that nothing's changing. It is working, okay? Things are happening, and there's shifts that are coming that are going to demonstrate that for you. Your task, shall we say, your energetic commitment is to stay on the path. Stay committed to you, to the changes you're making. It can be small changes on a daily basis. It doesn't have to be a big life transformation. And again, you know what this is for you, right? Whatever is coming to mind is exactly what you have been working with. And the spiraling energy is moving energy. So it's moving energy up. And just as energy is moving up for you, other energy has to move out. It can't all stay. It can't all occupy the same space. And so that's part of this energy too, is that there will be releases and letting go and closures and completions. It's just going to be part of the formula. And so we're stepping into these new self identities that might feel a little foreign, a little different, a little out there. But it's because you're evolving, and you're evolving in a way that maybe you only dreamed about or you only thought could happen. And now it's real. It's happening in ways that are beyond expectation, beyond what could have been planned, quote unquote planned, but it's happening for your best and highest good. And so not only is your task to stay committed to your own energy, but it's to also be clear on your intentions of what you want in your life. And I'm talking about those top shelf dreams, those dreams that are your highest and greatest aspirations, the parts of you that want to be heard and seen. And this will be different for every person. It's divinely tailored to your energy and your soul's growth. For some people, it could be a giant, big, huge business endeavor. For others, it could just be how you're living day to day and making those changes that fit you. So again, it's trusting what you're feeling right now. But these spiraling energies are going to continue. And gosh, it feels really beautiful, but it also feels like there's no middle ground, because you're making a commitment to yourself and you're committing to your own energy. Part of moving up the spiral is seeing what other energies were connected to you, were trying to feed off of you, were tethered to you, or even, I'm getting the visual of a net over energy. It's like you were trapped in you were stuck in a fish net or a butterfly net. And you are moving up and out of that. And as you do that, you're shifting multidimensionally. For many of us, we're actually shifting our energies across multiple lifetimes, timelines, and dimensions. That's why it feels so big. That's why some days you could feel exhausted or really hungry. It's also why you could be awake in the middle of the night and can't get back to sleep. There are many effects to this level of energy work. It's normal. It's just part of the package, part of the deal. And it's going to get more refined and clearer. High vibrational energy is very clear. It's to the point. It moves directly. It doesn't hang around or take the long detours. It goes right to the source. And I'm seeing how as the spiral moves up, it's because you are moving up energetically, raising your vibration up to connect with source energy more clearly and even more peacefully. There's a trust component here where you can just feel it. You just feel it. So that's part of the spiral. That's part of moving it up. It's also why sometimes, again, things feel uncomfortable. It's because it's new territory. It's a foreign land. There's parts of it that you don't know, and you're not going to know. When we are in human form, we are always in lesson. Part of being human is learning. That's just part of the deal. So even as we expand in our spiritual understandings, in our energies, in our vibrations, we are still going to have lessons and learning along the way. Again, just part of the package deal. So know that that will continue throughout the rest of the year. Now, energetically, I'm feeling October. October feels big, and I'm trying to feel into it a little bit more, but November feels the biggest. Okay, so the image I'm getting is October is silver, November is gold, December is bronze, like the Olympics, right? And so November feels like it's a very powerful month. I know there's eclipses, there's astrological things happening. And it's also where things are going to really be final, okay? Things are really going to be done. And it depends how this energy shows up for you, but things are going to be complete. So know that as you're moving through these energies, you are completing, and you can ask for assistance with those completions from your team, from your spirit guide, from your spiritual helpers. Ask for that assistance. You can ask for that assistance in the form of emotional release, working with your dream state, letting go of outworn patterns, beliefs, thoughts. You can ask for the assistance through all of these shifts across all levels. You're wanting to let go of those things which are not from your highest and best good. And know that as you're releasing for the other energy's highest and best good. That's part of this equation when you come at this from a very open, loving, high intentional place. Be sure and work with things energetically, not just mentally, and not just emotionally. That is a habit that many of us have that we are elevating. That's part of what the spiral energy is supporting, is that you can elevate emotions, thoughts, and energies, and you don't have to dive deep into them in order to get the message or the understanding or the lesson. That is the old way. It's not bad. It has served many functions for us. It's taught us a lot, but you don't have to dive into the deep stuff. You don't have to. That's a choice. What you can choose instead is to work with something energetically through your meditative practices, through the best and highest good for all. And that will vary. But this is also where you trust yourself and what fits for you. And that's part of what we are moving through with this ascension process, is that we're becoming more refined with how we work with energy, and we are becoming more sophisticated and tuned in with our abilities. This can be part of the discomfort because we're used to diving into the emotions and going really deep and going into the mental processes. That is a choice. You can still do that. But just know that there are other ways to move through this. And as the rest of 2013 progresses, you will have opportunities to work with energy more swiftly, more quickly. And as you do that, you will then call in the next energy that is the best possible match. I'm feeling very strongly that there are more rewards coming for those who have been on this path. And the little phrase that's coming to mind as I say this is, don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle. Don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle. Allow the energy to carry you forward. Allow the energy, which is your energy, which is connected to your higher self's energy, to move you forward. And the energies of 2013, I feel, are going to end with a bang. I'm literally seeing fireworks as I say this. And this is where you set the intention. Is the fireworks for you a celebration, or is it a bomb going off? I feel it as a joyous celebration of completion, of energies, of things that are done with our self-identities. And I feel it as entering a new timeline that is supportive of the next phase of the journey, the next dreams, the next everything. It's like part of the spiral. This is interesting. Part of the spiral energy, as it gets up to the top, but keep in mind there is no pinnacle. It'll keep continuing. It's infinite. The spiral is actually infinite. It will just seem like we're reaching a certain top, and then more will be revealed. But as we're going up, okay, so say that the spiral is 100 feet tall. After you pass 75 feet of the spiral, so 3/4 of the way, I'm feeling that a glass ceiling or a glass floor comes through right below you, so that after you reach a certain point, you literally cannot go back. That glass floor is where you can look down and see how far you've come. You can see with more detachment everything that you've learned, where you've been, what you've experienced. But it's almost like this, you've passed a line of sorts where you can't go back down. And that glass ceiling is also meant to catch you. You know, it's also meant to be a protective barrier. And it's interesting because I'm getting the viewpoint of, you don't see the glass ceiling when you're going up the spiral. You can only see it after you've passed it and you're looking down and it's actually a glass floor. So when you pass a certain point of the spiral energy, you literally cannot go back. You are more protective than you realize. You are literally in a different space. Like the air is different up here. And it feels like a really cool image. It just feels like a exhale. Like, okay, there's proof that this work I've been doing is paying off, that I'm going somewhere with it, that I'm really moving forward and obtaining my goals, advancing my soul, moving forward for my best and highest good. It feels like there's a certain level of comfort and peace and protection. And then, like I said, you will continue. The spiral continues. It doesn't end. But that's only because energy never ends. It keeps going. It will always keep going. So trust that. Trust that rewards and dynamic changes are coming. It's going to be part of the last 3 to 4 months of this year. It's meant to be empowering and rewarding. I'm hearing kudos. I'm hearing the word kudos to you. And it's also acknowledging how far you've come, choices you've made, and how strong you've been, how strong and powerful you've been. Okay. I'm feeling, too, that next week's show is going to pick up on some of these messages. And it's going to talk about that new soul experience that we're creating even more. Okay, so I'm hearing that next week's show is going to talk about what it's like to be on top of that glass floor and living in this new space and the essentials of it and what you need to trust in yourself and the importance of believing. Okay, yeah, that feels really good. That feels very strong. I'm also hearing that in September, up until the fall equinox, it's important to talk with your spirit team more. So make sure you're doing that, whether that's daily, weekly, whenever it comes to mind. Incorporate that energy into your life more and make it a part of your regular experience, because as the rest of this year unfolds, you're going to want that connection more. You might feel you need it, but it's more that you want it, because you want that energetic support and the partnership with spirit that's now available. It's always been available, but we maybe at times have been clouded with our energies, and this is about being very strong in it. So, yes, okay, that feels really good. Keep that in mind until the fall equinox. And next week, I will talk more about creating your new soul experience. And we'll see what other cool messages come through. I feel like it's going to be another high vibe message. I can't wait. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to the show. And I will see you next week, everyone. Namaste. Bye-bye.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. This is my moment.